The joint United Nations African Union peacekeeping mission in Darfur is struggling. With less than 10,000 men out of a promised 26,000, UNAMID is having problems not only protecting the 2 million displaced civilians in western Sudan, but also protecting itself. In July, 7 peacekeepers were killed and 22 wounded after clashes with unidentified attackers. The force commander on the ground is Nigerian General Martin Luther Agwai. He says equipment promised, but still undelivered by the international community, is costing lives in Darfur.
Once you give somebody a task, you must give him the resources to perform that task. For example, it is the international community, the Security Council, and the member states that set up UNAMID. And in their wisdom, they stipulated the minimum of resources that UNAMID needed to perform that role. And let me also be frank to you, as a soldier, we should also realize that there is no peace to keep in Darfur. That is a fact that we have never, we shouldn't forget. There is no peace to keep in Darfur. So that means the casualties could be higher. And that is what we are seeing. But I also believe that if we are given the right tool, we'll be able to minimize our casualties. If we have the list of what the resolution itself gave us, if we have it on our hand, then the lives of our people will be much safer and much securer, and the life of Darfurians will be much safer and much securer than we have now.